I want to make it. Hallelujah. Philippians tonight, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 1. Philippians, we just got the first couple verses the other night. Verse number 3, I'll probably get more than through 5, but I'll start with those three verses. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every, here's this word again, yep, prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Amen. Paul, really writing to the church, Philippians is a book of joy. Amen. Expresses our joy, how that we can have joy in the Lord, can't we?
Right.
But really, this is Paul's heart expression here for the love of the church. Amen. And that's my title here tonight, if the Lord would help us, on heart love for the church. Amen.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I pray, God, give me, amen, love down deep in my heart for the church.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. I want to love the church, don't you?
Amen.
Paul had a common bond with these believers, just as Christians do. The Bible calls that common bond here in my text scripture, amen, fellowship. Praise God. This comes from the Greek word koinonia, if I'm saying that right, which has the meaning of communion. Praise God. A sharing in common or a partnership. Praise God. That's what the church is. We have a partnership. We're sharing, amen, this communion, this fellowship together. Hallelujah.
Right.
And Paul expresses a great love for these people. And I believe any church of the Lord Jesus Christ ought to love one another.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'll leave this out there for good measure. This ain't my message. I'm going to move on here. But if folks can't love one another and can't get along, they better pray through again. Praise the Lord. I've told you before, and I heard Phil Kidd tell it to be the truth. Amen. And he's talked about that church that he was at preaching revival one time, and they was raising money, taking up money. They was getting ready to remodel that church, and they was at the stage where they was getting ready to go pick out the interior parts of it. And I can't remember exactly. I think it was light blue and dark blue carpet. Half the church wanted light blue, the other half wanted dark blue, and it got to the place where about half of them said, if you get that color, I ain't coming back. And the other said, well, if you get that color, we're not coming back. So you know what they did? They struck a line right down the middle of the church and put half of it light blue and the other half dark blue. Amen. Well, if you ask my opinion, I feel like that's totally pathetic.
Yeah.
Praise God. It should not matter what color the carpet is. Although we want things to look nice, I believe that. You look at Solomon, the time that he spent in the house of God, making it, the house of God ought to be nice, and we should want it to look good, but not to the place where we're willing to split and divide, amen, over petty issues. Praise God. Paul said, I love the church, amen. I've gave my life for the church. I've gave my heart for the church, amen. Great God. And that ought to be our desire. We ought to say, I'm going down to the church house, amen. Whether my favorite singer sings, whether my favorite preacher preaches, whether I get to sing my song, amen, I'm going down to the church because that's what I believe in, amen. And I believe in the church, amen. And I believe that the church is going to help me get to heaven, amen. I don't know about you, but the church has helped me down through the years, amen. Oh, the times that I've come to church and I've been discouraged and I've been uplifted. How can you be uplifted? There's lots of ways. Sometimes it's just a good word by somebody in the crowd. You ever had that happen? Somebody shake your hand and they give you just the words you need. Amen. Thank God for good brothers and sisters. That's why you cannot replace attending church for some televangelist or radio evangelist or some other way, because you cannot replace this right here any other where. Amen. But thank God for good brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank God for Brother Tommy running around the church. Amen. I seen old Hudson there. Hudson's coming up now. He looked over there. Brother Tommy got away. We can hardly see him. He looked, turned that neck. He's trying to see what's going on. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. You ever see younger ones come up shouting like old sister so-and-so? We used to have old Jayla Bubbs, little girl, down there in Flatwoods, and sister Dolores Flocker, her mom, Maria. Is that her name? Maria Williams. She had a certain way as she spoke in tongues. Amen. And everybody knew how, you know, she had a certain way she did it. Praise God. And sister Jayla, little old kid Jayla, could speak in tongues just like her. Amen. Somebody said, you ought not let them do that. Amen. I don't have a bit of problem with it. You ought to let them do it. I'd rather for them, amen, mock shouting like sister so-and-so and going out there cheering, amen, down in the world. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church. Amen. Hey, I love the church. It was the church that got me started. Amen. It was the church that got a desire down in my heart to serve God. Thank God for the heart love of the church. Amen. Hey, God. Hey. Oh, that's right, Brother Tom. Hey, man, we're going to show the devil. I know you're not feeling good. I want you to read a scripture for me. 1 Corinthians 12:13. I got a lot of them to read tonight, but I'm going to let him help me right there. We're going to give the devil a black eye. Amen. But, oh, the fellowship we have what's our fellowship in? Our fellowship is in the gospel. Hallelujah. It's a fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that we are baptized into one spirit and one body. Read it to us, Brother Tom.
Well, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Yes. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
Woo! One spirit, one body, one baptism. Amen. Thank God this body is one. And God expects his church to be one. We are to be unified. Amen. This side of the church ought not dislike this side of the church. This singer ought not dislike that singer. This preacher ought not dislike that preacher. They ought to be unity in God's church. They ought to be love for one another in God's church. Paul said, boys, I love you. Amen. I was down there preaching down in another town, another city, in another church last week. But thank God I'm in the church here in Philippians this week. And I love the church. Hallelujah. Hey, I don't know about you, but thank God I have a love for the church of God. Amen. A lot of revivals going on this week. We're supposed to be going tomorrow night. Amen. Up to Brother Doug Heimer's. I forgot Brother Kurt's got. Amen. Dave Miller, Wednesday through Friday. Amen. Brother Earl's ready. Dwayne, amen. Allen's up there in Hazard. Got Brother Tim Hudson. Everybody's got revivals. I'm going to try to go what I can. You know why? Because I love the church. Hey, I don't think you can get too much, sir. I remember one time when Brother Zach and him was growing up. Amen. Him and Kelly singing a lot. Kirk took them everywhere in the world. At one time in 30 days, Brother Zach said he'd been in church, I think it was 36 times in 30 days. Hey, God, that's a lot of church, ain't it? Hey, 36 services in 30 days. Amen. Somebody said, oh, he going to wear your kids out. No. Amen. You know what my sister does? Great God, they get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and they run down the schoolhouse and they come home from school and then they run to basketball practice and they run to soccer practice and they run to this practice and that practice. Great God, they're growing up. They don't know one scripture. They don't know anything about God. And we say, you're being too hard on them kids. No. That's not being too hard on them. That's teaching them about God. That's teaching them about the church. Great God, fall in love with the church and your life will fall in place. I said, God, he'll work your marriage out. Amen. When you get married one day, he'll work your job out. When you need a job, fall in love with the church and everything else will pan out. Amen. Oh, I got to hurry on here. Amen. One spirit in one body. When the Spirit of God is in control of that body, there is fellowship among the members. And that's the way it ought to be in any church. Great God, we don't need, amen, a bunch of chiefs. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. But we got to have people that's willing to have church. I realize, amen, that you got to have authority. And you got to have people that's willing to submit to authority. Or all you got your chaos. Or you got the circus, amen. You got to just be willing to come in and say, great God, let's have church. It may not be my style tonight. It may not sing my song. But hey, I just want to have church. And if you get a body of believers like that, I said, look out, devil. Amen. We're fixing to have revival. Hey, old brother Tim Webb told me a while back, we we seen each other up around Cincinnati somewhere, and he told me just that. He said, oh, they're fixing to remodel some in their church. And I, you know how preachers are? Just kind of joke around and say, you better watch out. Amen. Folks fall out when you get down to that part of it. And he laughed and he said, well, the Lord's blessed me. I love this. He said, my people don't care if the carpet's red. They don't care if it's blue. They don't care if it's purple. All they care about is having church. That's a church right there. Just Lord, I don't care what color it is. I don't even care what kind of lights are hanging out of the ceiling. I just care if the Lord's in the house. Hey, if you get a body of believers like that can unify together, you can have church. Amen. Lord help us. Oh, amen. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. This body is one. And when the fellowship that is unequaled on this earth, amen, there is. Great God, when you become together as one, I want you to look at the fruit that you can enjoy. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. My, that's a whole feast of, amen, that you can enjoy if you could just learn to love the church and come together in unity. It was not because of their possessions, great God. It was not because of their position in the world nor in the church or their power. Great God, they was thankful just because they were in the church. Amen. Hey, thank God I'm glad that I'm in the church. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. And that's all that matters to me. Amen. Woo! Well, where am I going to get my joy from? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm getting ready to tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. There is joy in where? Prayer. Hallelujah. Hey, God, here we are again. It's just one point and I'm going to move on. I tell you what, I don't feel like you can have joy without prayer. Woo! Amen. I believe there's joy, Brother Daniel, in prayer, but I don't think you can have joy without prayer. Amen. Woo! Oh, yes, that's right. He made his request with joy and not dread. Hallelujah. Oh, man, we are to bring those, amen, whom we love before the throne of God. I'm so glad I go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, here's my loved ones, and I know you're able to save them. Hallelujah. I know, God, you're able to help them. Any good father, any good mother, I tell you, when I leave that house, a lot of times there's a certain place in that door as I go through the garage. When I'm leaving the house for the Earl, I'll say, Lord, I'm leaving for the day to go mow grass or whatever it is I'm doing, work on a house. Lord, I'm leaving for the day. I'm not here to take care of my family, but God, you are. Hallelujah. You are, Lord. You're able to take care of them. Amen. Leave them in the hands of God. I tell you, God's able. Prayer can reach a long ways. Prayer can shake, amen, the very foundations, amen, of things and allow God to move. Hey, God. Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, I'm trying to think. Brother Mark White, what he does. Kids crusade. Amen. That old person in there doing a kids crusade. Great God. That woman was leading it there. And she doing that little song. Here's the temple. Here's the steeple. There's all the people. Remember that? Great God. And there's a little boy in the crowd who wants to do it. You know, I want to do it. She didn't see that little boy didn't have an arm. Amen. And that little boy come up there. He only had one arm. And that old teacher, her heart started beating. Boy, she is nervous. She thought, how am I going to get by with this without embarrassing that little boy? And another little boy on the front seat could sense the nervousness in that teacher. And he said, Mrs. Their sister so-and-so, I'll come up and help him build the church. Hallelujah. Hey, God, he put his hand with that other little boy's hand, and together they built the church. That's how we're going to build it. We're going to build it together. Amen. It ain't no little big I and a little you, but it's together. Hallelujah. I need the church. I need you, and you need me. And if we're going to do anything worthwhile, it's going to be together. I said it's going to be your hand and mine, and we're going to build the church together. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, Lord, help us here. I said we need, amen, to come together and experience joy through prayer. Amen. Oh, there's joy. Amen. Of the preached Jesus. Did you know that? Amen. Philippians, later in this chapter, Christ is preached. And I therein do rejoice. Yea. And I will rejoice over the preached Christ. Amen. Jesus being preached will bring joy. If you're bound by sin, he can loose you of your sin. If you're bound by sickness, he can heal you of your sin. Amen. I come to tell us, when Jesus Christ is preached, we can experience joy. I come to tell you tonight, we're living in a generation where it's a lot less more common than what you think. A church is never preaching the blood of Christ. A church is never mentioning about a God who's able to help. Hey, we're living in a world where people think we can help ourselves. We're independent. We can make it alone. No, we got to have him. I said we got to have Jesus to be able to make it in this day. Amen. Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Joy comes from faith. Amen. I get the joy of the Lord from faith. Amen. I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I get joy. Amen. When I think about the Lord. Ain't that what that old song says? I get joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah. When I think about what he's done for me, I get joy down inside of my heart. Just knowing that I've got a God that loves and cares about me and about his church. That's why we can build a church. That's why we can have revival. That's why we can have a move of God. Because God cares about the church. Amen. Yes. Woo! The joy of seeing believers fellowship together. That's a great joy that it brings my heart. And I could tell that it brought Paul's heart great joy when he saw the church getting along. Amen. God does not want there to be division in the church. Amen. And I wish this is a terrible understatement. You say, well, church to get along. You'd be surprised at the people, amen, amongst the holiness ranks that don't even like one another. Somebody was telling me the other day about this preacher. Amen. Didn't like this preacher. And I said, man, I never knew that. Praise God. Oh, no, they can't stand one another. And I thought, well, somebody's missing the boat. As far as I know, they're both great men. Amen. As far as I know, they're both great preachers and I am. But they said they can't stand one another. And I thought, oh, God, the church ought not be like that. We ought to put our differences aside and get along. Amen. Hey, that's what Paul said. They got to get joy in my heart when I see the church getting along. Amen. Woo. Some people would rather fight than have joy. Yeah, they get more joy out of fighting than they do peace. Woo. Oh, yes. Amen. That ye be like-minded, having the same love and being one accord and of one mind. This is in the next chapter. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded. Come on now, get along, he's saying. Get be like-minded here. You're on the same journey. Woo! Hallelujah. We was down at Kroger's the other day, and I guess whoever runs the counter over there where they make money orders and stamps and all that, they called in sick and they didn't have nobody to run that job. And it's making them cash registers in a bad mood. Somebody walked up there, and of course there's nobody there, and they hard opened them cash. Is anybody here to work this desk? And they said, no, they called in sick. Just like that. There will be nobody all day long to run that counter. That one said. And the other lady, get rest her away with her heart, said, no, somebody's coming in at 3:30. She said, I don't care. Woo! She's having a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care, she said. Whether they're coming in at 3:30 or 5:30. Amen. She could care less. Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of saying, hey, this is my job. Amen. This who pays me to pay my bills. Amen. We're in this thing to run us together. Hallelujah. No, they'd rather fight and bicker and talk about how hard of a day they're having. But hey, church, we're in this thing together. We're fighting the devil together. I ain't always up on the mountain. Sometimes I come to this church and I don't even feel like it. Last Sunday night was one of them. Good thing old Brother Earl took over. My head was hurting so bad. It's about to bust. use him and it went a little different way. But thank God, I may not be feeling like it every night. That's why I need somebody else to say, hey, Brother Jason, we're in this thing together. Let's don't fight. Let's don't bicker. But let's get across the finish line with one another. Amen.
Hey, yeah.
Woo! My, 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 my preaching. Woo! Amen. That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. We are to get along, one mind, one accord. There's that same verse.
Yeah.
That happened in the upper room when the Holy Ghost fell. They were of one mind, one accord.
Right.
Philippians said you better get in one mind, one accord if you're going to have church.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. My, my. I can tell right now I'm feeling better than you guys are. I ain't got a headache tonight. Amen. One mind, one accord. Hallelujah. That's what God said. Get one mind, one accord. If you want to have church come together, put your differences aside and get one mind and one accord and have church. Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Psalms 133:1, a song of decrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's why brethren ought to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. Oh, yes. Philippians 2:17. Amen. Yea. And if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. He said, I can have joy when I sacrifice. Amen. And suffer for Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I'm reading a lot in Philippians 2:28 tonight. I sent him therefore the more carefully that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice. Amen. And that I may be the less sorrowful. Thank God. Because you can have joy that comes from loved ones. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us. And if there's things that build up our joy, there must be things that rob us of our joy. Hey, what's going to rob us? Amen. Having a false profession of faith. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith and prove your own selves. Hey, God. Amen. Going around acting like something you're not. Having a false profession of faith. It'll zap the joy right out of you. Amen.
Come on.
Woo.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?
Right. Strong. Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Great God. Oh, yes. One circumstances, an inadequate understanding of who God is and God's sovereignty, it can zap your joy. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Let us understand who it is we're serving, he's saying. Philippians 4, later on in Philippians chapter number 4, starting at verse 11. Now that I speak in respect of one, for I've learned in whatsoever state I therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know, amen, how to abound. In other words, I know what it's like to have plenty, and I know what it's like to be broke. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Amen. Paul was saying this, amen, I'm not going to let the lack or the, amen, too much of something zap the joy out of my heart. Amen. Hey God, I know what it's like to have the joy of the Lord when I got plenty, and I know what it's like to have the joy of the Lord when I ain't got enough. Hey, amen, we can let the things of this world zap the joy of the Lord right out of our hearts. Amen. I've seen people, amen, every single day you can read about millionaires. Amen. Hollywood stars. Hey God, you can read about Hollywood stars.
Come on now.
Commit suicide every day.
Right.
Why? They got plenty of money. They got plenty of popularity. They're on TVs and, you know what, movies. But they kill themselves. Why? Because they ain't happy. That stuff don't make you happy. Hey God, amen. Money don't make you happy. Cars don't make you happy. Brand new homes don't make you happy. The only thing I know can bring joy is the Lord. Amen. The love of God. Amen. Possessions can't do it. But it's going to take the Lord to bring us happiness. You can be poor as a pauper and be joyful.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hey, God. I told Mother Michelle the other day, she thinks I'm joking, but I'm serious. Amen. She may not want to mark up, but I'm going to do my best too. But I'm looking to live more of a, I don't really know what to call it. You see this tiny house movement? I'm not going to go live in a tiny house with five kids. Amen. But I was trying to tell her, amen. You know, you can get too much stuff. You didn't have too many shirts. I looked at my closet the other day. Half of them I'm probably too fat to wear. Amen. I got too many shirts. I got too much clothes. Amen. Go out in my garage. I got too much tools. We buy. Go out to the grocery store or go to the hardware store and find a tool. And we don't need that tool, but it's on sale, so we buy it. Amen. We buy. Fill our buildings up. Great God, one place I read said, only in America do we go buy, and then go rent a storage building somewhere. Pay money to store the stuff we got on set. We're mixed up. It don't take things to make us happy. Live a simple life. Amen. Just to get the bare necessities. Great God of the Holy, with food and raiment. There with be content. I got clothes on my back. I got food on my table. And I'm happy serving the Lord. Be happy with God. Don't get your mind set on things. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Yeah. Rather love the church. I'm preaching on having a heart love for the church. Amen. Love God. Love the church. And fall out of love with things.